This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
So if the kids you know got language, don't you bother, you've all been warned. This is the call before the storm. Get ready for the social hour.
Spokane Comedy Club. It's the Social Hour After Dark with Deese Casillas. Tonight, the host of the fan show, Richard Tiemann. Comedian Mike Cronin. Musical guests, Haley Young and Bossamy. And now, a man still pretending to be Mexican even though Halloween was 5 days ago, Deese Casillas.
Thank you very much. We got the light working finally. Thank you guys very much for coming out, Social After Dark. I am Deese Casillas. Give it up for yourselves for coming out, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Give it up for Folger. Everyone else you're going to see here, guys. It's going to be a fun night, okay? Yeah, a good time. How many of you guys have been to the show before? You raise your in a room, dark room, people just raising their hands. I can see. All right, perfect. I saw this guy in this light up here. That's it. So I know he's been here before. You can say woo if you've been here before. Okay, that's better. That makes it better. Okay, cool. So he knows what's going to go down. It's going to be a fun night, guys. Thank you again. Give it up for yourselves. You guys make this happen. We appreciate you coming out. Yeah. Smattering applause, like we're at a golf tournament. It's great. Guys, we're going to start with news. Sad news recently. The retail giant Sears just announced bankruptcy. Yeah, they're closing. They're going to close over 100 stores. Pretty sad. They've been around forever, which left hundreds of millennials asking, what's a Sears? Do we order that at Amazon? I don't know how to get one of those. So, some teachers in North Idaho recently got into hot water because 14 of them dressed up as a border wall for Halloween with the words, let's make America great across it, right? Not really PC. Mexicans everywhere were quoted saying, don't worry, when we said we wanted to move somewhere better, we definitely weren't thinking Idaho. That was not what we had in mind. There is a lady in Australia, I don't know if you've heard about this, she has been gone on record saying she slept with over 20 different ghosts. Yeah, 20 different ghosts and spirits. Now she plans to marry one, actually. She said she found one on a hike, she's going to marry him. President Trump found out about this, and he said he thinks it's great, and if they wanted to have children move to America, that'd be great, because ghosts are always white. So they're definitely welcome here. Yeah. All right, guys, sports news. We got some sports news. I think we have sports news. Technical difficulties. One more time. No. Down one.
Sports stuff.
There you go.
Brought to you by...
Down twice.
Portal potty.
There you go.
The only bathroom that takes your shit to a whole nother dimension. Never have to worry about all that messy cleanup again with portal potties.
That's right. It's actually a great invention, guys. If you guys want, I'm taking donations. I'm going to Shark Tank anytime soon. In sports news, guys, the NHL just started. It's October. NHL just started a race to the Stanley Cup, which has left sports fans across America asking, when does the WNBA start again? It's anytime soon. Big hockey fans in here, are you? Okay. LeBron James, speaking of basketball, LeBron James joined the Los Angeles Lakers, trying to make a run at the title. Yeah, boo, that's what I said too. It's great that he ended up playing for the Lakers, though, because he is the biggest actor of all time, that guy. He has more flops than Nicolas Cage. we actually have a video. Folger, you want to play that video? We've got a montage of some of his greatest flops.
And the Oscar goes to...
LeBron James.
Hello. Irving drives to James. This is a jam, the foul. James will shoot two free throws as he goes down hard with 10.6 remaining. The Cavaliers leading by
Golden State scores. It's going, you cannot have any more timeouts.
So James will go to the free throw line.
LeBron James.
Yeah, thank you. He's like 6'8", 280 pounds, and you just get thrown all over the court like that. It's amazing. All right, guys, and in Southern news. They really like guns down there, I guess. The MAGA bomber was recently found in Florida, leaving Florida the longest-running recipient of the Get Your Shit Together Award, otherwise known as the Shitties. There were detectives, authorities were on the case. They were looking for his van, and they got a description of the van. And when they finally got in, they're like, could you be a little more specific? Like, I mean, how many vans look like that in Florida? When are we just going to start, like, is the FBI just going to start looking for every case in Florida? Like, they'd never make it out of Dade County. It's fine. Everything happens in Florida. God. It's true. Like, the weirdest shit happens in Florida. South Carolina representative recently for Halloween was handing out mini constitutions instead of candy to kids, because kids love that, right? Yeah, the only thing kids love more than candy is reading about all the rights they're not going to have by the time they turn 18. So, a lot of aw. Listen, you can vote tomorrow, guys. You can fix this. There's an election tomorrow on some of this stuff. And lastly, sad news. In Washington State, the last six caribou in the contiguous United States were removed from Washington State and are being moved to Canada. Yeah. Not for their safety or anything, just because their parents weren't born here. So, yeah. All right, guys, we're going to get the show going. We got a great show for you. We got Richard Tiemann of The Fan Show here tonight. Give it up for him. Comedian Mike Cronin and music guest Haley Young in Boston. Give it up for everyone you're going to see here tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Before we get into that, though, guys, it was recently Halloween, and we had someone submit a video, a little Halloween treat video on how to eat candy corn. So, Folger, let's see that.
Hi, this is Tony, and this is how you eat candy corn.
Chairman of the board, thank you for coming to this meeting. I'd just like to tell you our third quarter numbers are in, and we are crushing it in the sales out there. Have you seen our figures? Candy corn is back. First Christmas bonus since 1929 for all you guys. We need to double our production immediately.
How do you eat candy corn? Who out there actually likes candy corn? What? God, that's the most applause we've gotten all evening. That's sad. No one like, really, you like, what else? You like black licorice and like those weird strawberry candies you only find at dentists?
Yes, such a weird kid. I always love those videos on Facebook people do because they throw away the candy corn. It's like, you already bought it. Like, they don't give a shit what you do with it at that point, right? It's like when everyone was burning their Nikes. Like, yeah, you bought them. They don't give a shit at this point. They already made their money. They're good. All right, guys. Your first guest tonight, he is the host of The Fan Show. New episodes every Monday and Thursday, I believe. I should probably know that. He's one of the kings of the BattleBot realm. We're going to talk about all sorts of things. Please give it up for Richard Thiemann, everyone. He's got a belt. Bringing the champion. Do we have to wrestle for that now?
I mean, we can if you want.
All right, I'll take my pants off. Sorry.
Strictly so that people recognize me because it's as if I'm Clark Kent without it. And I'm not saying that the belt makes me Superman, but I'm just saying that if DC needs its next superhero and they call me into their office and they ask me, well, what's your superpower? I don't have that yet, but I do have my secret identity. They're like, well, what's that?
Watch. You have a belt.
I take it off. They're like, "Whoa!" Like it's the glasses for Clark Kent. Is
sure.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my life.
Does Superman have a belt even?
No. No.
Now, how do those pants stay
just
up?
Underwear on the just outside. Underwear. Just tights.
Batman's the guy with the belt, right?
Yes, utility belt.
All right, there you go. You're kind of a comic book guy, right? I think we talked about this before.
A little bit, yeah.
Didn't you just do the comic book convention, which wasn't in Idaho?
Yeah, I did Lilac City Comic Con.
How
or
was
Lake
that?
City Comic Con.
Lake City.
Was the official. The
rivalry of Lilac City.
Yeah, we have Lilac City, and this was the first ever Lake City Comic Con, and it went great.
Yeah.
I mean, from my perspective, I haven't been to a lot of cons before, but I attended. I told Nathan O'Brien, the founder, I said, hey, I'd like to be a part of it. And he's, of course, all for it. You know, the more exposure, the better. But you know, anytime that you can get people out and about to experience something new, local or, you know, nationally or what have you, and then you have guests and just get people excited even for a day, it's a good thing. So I think it went well.
Yeah, there you go. Something for Idaho. Screw them. Who cares about Idaho? No, they're fine. They're good neighbors. We love them. Let's talk about you. You host a show called The Fan Show, and you've
yes.
been doing it for how long?
3 years now.
3 years. And I was looking today, like 300 and some episodes in, or you?
Yeah, I think the exact number this week will be episode 374.
374.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive, right, guys? Yeah, give it up. How many? No, it's every Monday and Thursday. Was that right?
No, it was every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I was way off.
It's okay. I wasn't going to correct you in front of everybody, but I'm glad you took the lead on that one. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday was kind of recap day. Thursday was the preview day, and Wednesday was kind of whatever. But things have gotten so chaotic with school and everything else going on. And, you know, we're getting into the holiday season where there's going to be Thanksgiving, Christmas, things that come up. We're going to travel. And so I might just throw together some best of episodes
sure.
and just do those. So I've put it down to just Wednesday. Finish out the rest of the year, which I'm happy to be here as part of the way to close out my 2018. So, I started it off never thinking I would be nominated for an award, and I won one in February, and then here I am never thinking I'd be on a show like this, and I'm sitting next to you.
Well, I just happen to have an award for you. No, I'm just kidding. How did the fan show start? I mean, 3 years, that's a long time dedicated.
You've
come
yeah.
a long way. So, I mean, some of the things you've done stuff with BattleBots. You've done stuff with the Arena Football League. Tell us about that.
So, I mean, the story, the origin story, as I call it, I've told it so many times.
Every superhero has an origin
story.
Yeah,
every superhero has one. Might as well have one, too. And it's the craziest thing. I was at 10-year high school reunion, and my buddy, who we all thought was going to be, like, that guy from this area that was going to go on to be, like, the next, you know, Peyton Manning or whatever, and he chose a different path, and he's a financial advisor now. But we were talking sports, and he, like, you know, 20 minutes later, is just like, how are you not one of those analysts? And I despised analysts at that time, and I was like, no. I'm like, that's not my path. He's like, well, podcasts are the thing right now. He's like, why don't you, like, try a podcast? So my wife and I talked about it, bought a podcast kit on Amazon, not through Sears, Amazon. And then I recorded weekly episodes and just talked about whatever. I mean, obviously the emphasis was football, but since then it's blossomed into so many different things. My first special guest, celebrity guest, was Steve Ranazzisi, who played Kevin on The League,
yeah.
And that was like the perfect guest for me. It helped me cover football, fantasy football, and it was just in time for all of that and branch out into pop culture, too.
Did you tell him how you were in 9/11 also?
No, I did not. And it's funny, he owns up to that now, and I love him for it because he's still just a super nice guy.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with that story? He claimed he was working for Merrill Lynch and was in the building when 9/11 happened. And then later he's like, yeah, that didn't fucking happen. So, it's a hard story to walk back, it feels
yeah.
like. Okay, what I really want to talk about is what you've done with BattleBots. Because BattleBots is, to me, one of the coolest things out there. Because people say children are our future, and that's bullshit. It's robots.
It's very true. Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Children are garbage. With that,
robots. I have an Alexa, and I mean it's fine. Robots are great.
Yeah.
What have you done with BattleBots?
So the craziest thing, and this is what I mean when I said that the show has evolved into so many different things now. I have 6 divisions total, a sports one, obviously, which is the main logo that you see everywhere. And then I have pop culture, wrestling, because I'm a huge wrestling fan, mechanics or robotics, which is BattleBots, outdoors, and music. And so everything has a home now that I do, so it doesn't look so weird being like, oh, you talk to Hell's Bells and you're a sports podcast. No, they're under music now. But BattleBots, I was doing a show just like I normally do. I normally record them, and I had my guest on with me, who was a buddy of mine, and I had just seen a preview on TV for the new BattleBots season, and I stopped this midway through the show, and I said, dude, did you hear the BattleBots is back? Because it used to be on Comedy Central, and it was this gimmicky thing, but it was like, you know, UFC and robots collide.
Yeah.
And so we talked a good 20 minutes about BattleBots and how we remembered the Comedy Central days, and we were curious about like if they had changed much when it was on ABC and it's on Discovery now. I posted the episode, I tagged BattleBots and hashtagged it, and their referee, who's one of the co-creators, reached out to me through Twitter, and he's like, we don't have anybody of a podcast nature covering this. How would you like to have exclusive content we can set up interviews with the cast and crew? And that's how I met Kenny Florian and Chris Rose when I was down there for the tapings this season when they finally got the thumbs up for a new one. But it has been just one of the craziest rides to come from the show.
Yeah. That's all you have to do is like hashtag and yeah.
I
tried that with YouPorn and they didn't call me for a podcast. They're like, no, sorry, buddy. I love that they have a referee in BattleBots, like inanimate objects fighting it out. There's like a guy and they'll be like, take it easy, okay? Robots, take it. Everyone's got families to go home to tonight. So with the fighting robots is such a crazy thing. I want to find like someone like our founding fathers and bring them to the current times. Not so they can fix like our fucked up political system, but only be like, look what we made. We have this robot with a sledgehammer. The other one shoots razor blades.
We got a Roomba with an axe that goes after another Roomba with an axe.
This is what we did with our freedom. Aren't you happy? You fought a war. I'm an asshole.
We could have saved so many lives if we did it this way in the North and South instead of the way you guys did it.
That's
all
right.
That old school stuff. You know?
Yeah. Are they fighting for freedom? Not really. $57 and a half used Chili's gift card. So it's 2 for $20 night on Tuesdays. So you get to do. So how often is the BattleBots podcast going? How often do you get to be involved with that? Still?
So it a lot of the content that I do goes with the season of whatever it is that I'm covering. So obviously, music and pop culture. Bohemian Rhapsody just came out, so this next episode we went and saw it at midnight Thursday. So I'll probably do a review of that. But I mean, there's a couple of concerts coming up.
I got to ask you, saw Bohemian Rhapsody? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, question.
Question. Answer.
Was Freddie Mercury really gay?
Yeah.
Turns out he was. Okay. Okay. Thought it was a hoax. I don't know. Can't believe anything you read on the internet. Okay. I mean, you know, they can make anything up in movies. So now music, coming to music, and then the American or the Arena Football League.
Yeah, so it's indoor football league, and there's a few different leagues that are indoor. And Spokane used to have one. They were the Shock, and then the Empire, and now the Nothing. Because
they're not around
anymore?
No,
they're not.
Oh, man.
That's painful memory for some people, but, you know, there's always tomorrow. There's
I never went, season. And that's probably feel partly responsible.
They
for,
needed you, Deese, yeah. And you failed them in their time.
God, I just feel like if anyone can kick a football 17 yards, then I'm not as impressed. But
to answer your question, though, about BattleBots, the season for me, it ended when its season ended on Discovery. Yeah. I was down there for 3 days during their media days, and I did interviews in their pit area, and I would watch the fights, and then I recorded a bunch of interviews and segments, and then while the season was playing on, you know, Discovery, because it's not like NFL, NBA, NHL, where the season's happening live, I would have scheduled guests, a lot of different bot builders, which they're all engineers and like really smart people.
Sure.
So they have like important day jobs. It's hard to schedule up. But
I can barely
we
use
made
my toaster. I can't imagine making a death robot.
You could probably make one out of your toaster. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, all I need is a full bathtub. Yeah.
The. It's got visual of you I didn't want. And now I'm going to... Here's to that right there.
He's killing yourself in a bathtub. you've progressed a lot in 3 years. That's a lot that's happened for you over the years with the... which is your favorite part of it, though?
The easy answer would be everything. But, I mean, sports is obviously still my strong suit, specifically football. So now that there's football season... I feel like there's so much to talk about, but it's such an oversaturated market. Like, everyone and their mom has a podcast out of their grandma's basement, and they talk about whatever. But if you get people to listen, if you get people to actually tune in, and if you're professional, and if you have good production value and quality, they will talk about you more. And so this is the best season, but it's also my hardest season, just because there's so many other podcasts out there right now.
Like Social, I found new episodes every Wednesday on DeeseComedy.com. But besides that, all right, so you're a sports guy.
Yes.
I want to ask you some sports-related questions.
Oh, boy.
And let's see if you can get them right.
I'm probably going to nail this really bad.
Which one of these is not a sport? Cheese rolling. Underwater hockey. No cheating. Vegetable chopping, chess boxing, or shin kicking?
I'm going to say underwater hockey, because there's a lot of Midwest states I could see doing the rest of those. The cheese rolling in Wisconsin, the shin kicking in like Nebraska. I don't know. There's a lot of funky stuff that goes on in that middle section of the U.S.
So you're going with underwater hockey?
Yes.
The answer is vegetable chopping.
Oh,
not a sport. Not damn. A sport. And they've never heard of vegetables in the Midwest either.
Then what is Hell's Kitchen? That's a competition? That's a sport?
Yeah, I don't know. It's barely a sport. Is that a sport? It's more of a reality. It's a, competition, not a sport.
Now I got to Google underwater hockey.
What martial art form, which one of these is the only martial art form that originated in China? Kung Fu, Judo, Taekwondo, Ninjutsu, or Karate?
They all sound like they could have come from there.
That's pretty racist.
It is. That's why I said it. It's exactly why I said it. Just get that out there, out of the way. I'm going to say karate.
Karate. The answer is kung fu. Oh, for two. All right. Next question, Richard. Which of these is considered the most dangerous sport? Rugby, cheerleading, baseball, cycling or hockey?
Hockey.
You going with hockey? Remember that guy? That guy lost a nut cycling.
Does that ultimately spring it up to the top
pretty
of the
dangerous list?
One instance.
Yeah. I don't know. I've lost a nut in hockey, so it makes it the most dangerous one for me. The answer is cycling. Actually, cycling is considered the most dangerous sport out of those. So. What is the most popular sport in the world? Cricket, basketball, table tennis, football, or boxing?
Wow, I thought soccer was going to be in there, and I was going to go with soccer. So, we will go with football.
That is the correct answer,
there
football.
We go.
One for four.
The one I should know the answer to, I got right, yeah.
One for four, yeah. Yeah, one out of four. That's pretty good, guys.
I appreciate our one clapper, by the way. Shout out to her. Drink for her, whatever she wants. The cheap stuff. Water it down, though.
Yeah. Bottom shelf. It's fine. I'm not driving. All right.
That's good. Friends don't let friends do that.
All right. So tell people where they can find your show and when.
So if you're a podcast person, then it's on all the major platforms, if I can say that right. Platforms. iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Just look up The Fan Show. Helps if you put the periods in between F, A, and N for football and nonsense. But you can, if you Google search The Fan Show, you'll find it. And then we're on all the major social media. So there is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even Snapchat. And for Instagram and Snapchat, it's The Fan Show. And if it's Twitter and Facebook, it is Fan Show Official. All because right. The fan show was taken, even though those accounts haven't been active for like 10 years. What do you do?
So what are the things coming, some of the things coming up you're looking forward to the most of the show? Tell me what they can look forward to. Why sell elevator pitch on why these people should listen to your show every those days you said.
Well, obviously, the NFL is officially at the midway point as of right now. And so if you guys like a lot of football talk, opinion, we're going to be doing a lot of that in the home stretch going into the playoffs. I'm also one of the media partners for College Gridiron Showcase, which will be happening the first week of January. It's going to have a lot of NFL free agents and college seniors who it's the first pro combine-like event of the year. And so I'll be down in Fort Worth, Texas, covering that. So for you football fans, we've got plenty of stuff coming up. If you're a music nut, I'm going to be probably doing a collaboration with Everyone Loves a Villain, a local band here, and that's November 17th. And then we're working on something with the Spokane Symphony as well. They're going to be doing a Queen tribute concert at the end of January. But then, of course, we've got the holidays, so things are going to get a little bit quieted down. But then to start off the year, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming. And then you know, we'll be doing plenty with pop culture. Of course, the holiday season, there's a ton of movies that come out, so we'll be doing reviews of those. But there is something for everyone. Everyone is a fan of something, and we've got something for you, the fan,
there
at
you go.
The fan show.
So let's see. NFL, I want to talk real quick about NFL.
Do it.
Who do you got? Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Ooh, after today.
Wait, and real quick, did the Rams win today?
The Rams did not, and
Rams
I picked.
Rams lost. Did they play this?
She's excited. I like that enthusiasm.
Wow, all right. Security. The Rams lost. Okay, so it puts them at 8-1, right? 8-1?
Yes.
I called the Rams to go to the Super Bowl before the season even started.
I think you and I talked about that, yeah. And I was like, okay, that's a safe pick.
Yeah.
You like to live your life that way. But I
it's the only safe thing I do in
life. Like to live dangerously, and I think the Browns are going to mount an incredible comeback. But no, on a serious note, the Saints beat the Rams today.
I picked the Oilers.
And I picked the Saints to beat the Rams today. I only got one pick wrong so far. I don't know the results of the game happening right now between the Patriots and Packers, but the final four, it's probably going to be the Rams and Saints, which would be another great matchup after today's game. And then on the AFC side, who wouldn't want to see the Patriots and Chiefs? So I'm going to say right now, Saints-Chiefs, Saints win, Breeze rides off into the sunset with his second and final Super Bowl ring.
So you think Saints-Chiefs Super Bowl, you're saying?
I do. There's really not another team on the AFC side right now that can compete with the Chiefs consistently, and that's why their only loss is to the Patriots, but the Patriots, they have some issues. They're not the best every week, just a lot of the weeks.
Finally.
Ooh.
Today is not one of the days they're doing
that. It was 17-17 before I came up here.
Yeah. Okay.
Oof.
All right. Well, Patriots sound like they're going to win, but that's all right. I hate the Patriots, so.
That check with the refs must have cleared at halftime because that was way too close for a Patriots home game. I was like, something's not right. And now it all makes sense. That check must have just.
Do you play sports?
I did, yeah. In grade school, junior high, high school.
Grade school, okay.
The years, yeah. I did football in junior high, but I was the smallest kid in my class, so it was a really rough time for me. And then I tried cross country, some track. I loved baseball, but if you didn't have the money to do summer league, which I didn't, then you pretty much were guaranteed a spot on the JV bench, and that's where I enjoyed a lot of my adolescence.
So. All right, on the JV bench. All right. Well, guys, check out the fan show. Again, follow Richard. Richard, one more time, shout out your social media where people can find you.
Yes, so if you're a Twitter or a Facebook person, then just type in @fanshowofficial, all one word. It's not official if it's not fan show official. And Instagram, Snapchat, follow along, the fan show.
All right,
so
guys.
You can find me.
Check it out. Give it up for Richard. Thank you for coming out. Keep going. Make sure and follow him on social media. Check out the show. Give it a listen. It's a good show, guys. Give it up for Richard Thiemann, everyone. All right, guys. Our next guest this evening is a comedian. He's been all over. He's here all this weekend. You can also find him tomorrow night at the Observatory with myself and Philip Kopczynski. Let's check out a quick video of his, though, for me.
You ever get so drunk you black out and you come to later and you're just like, oh, oh, shit. I am driving. Okay. Are there tree branches in my grill? This is weird. Let's stick to 10 and 2 from here on out, mister. I got it. I went on a family vacation recently with my family, obviously. we went to the Jersey Shore, and if you get a chance, fucking skip it, because it sucks. It's the worst place in the world, and I hate it. And I hope that Hurricane Sandy knocked out our beach house so we don't have to go back there. Here's why I hate it, is because I got an $80 ticket there for drinking on a beach. Apparently it's illegal to drink on a beach. I've been misled by every Corona commercial I've ever seen. They caught us at night, and you know how they caught us? Using night vision goggles. Are you shitting me? Night vision goggles? Really? Is that necessary? Like, I'm not part of a drug cartel trying to sneak in drugs through a cigarette butt. I'm just trying to get drunk enough to hang out with my family. I didn't realize. To send in SEAL Team 6 after me.
All right, guys, give it up for the very funny Mike Cronin, everyone!
Never had to follow myself before. That was weird. Boy, I was fat back then, huh? Still fat, but it's a lot bigger. This is going well. I don't know what it is that they pump through the air vents of grocery stores, but I do know whatever it is. It makes me have to shit right away. Maybe it's my body making room for the stuff I'm buying, but every time I come home from the grocery store, I'm running home, I'm kicking in my front door, like, if the toilet seat's up, this is a problem. So I fart a lot in grocery stores. I try to be a gentleman about it. I wait until the aisle is clear, and then I let it rip. But every time I do that, every single time, somebody comes around the corner and has to buy something exactly where I am. And that's when I panic. What happens when you panic? Fight or flight? Well, that's bullshit. I can't do either of those. If I run away, they know I did it. And I'm not going to fight a guy because I farted. So here's something my brain told me to do on two separate occasions when this happened. It was like, try to suck it back in. And I couldn't think of a better thing to do. So I just stood in the middle of the aisle. I was like, yeah, don't do that. It doesn't work, for one. Also, it looks like you're having a withdrawal seizure in the middle of the aisle. So now instead of that person thinking I farted, they're like, I think that fat meth head just shit its pants, so we will get green beans next time. We're not stopping. My dad has mood swings a lot. I think he's bipolar, but you know what? I'm not a doctor. My next best guess is menopause, so I don't know. He'll just flip out and go back to happy in seconds. I was down in my parents' basement watching TV one time, and he comes down and he goes, looking good, buddy. He's got to grab some out of the storage room here. And right when he walks in, he trips over a box my mom put in his way. That's what he said. I think she just set it down. But now for the next 30 seconds, I can't even hear the TV. He's just screaming at the top of his lungs, just kicking and smashing boxes, just ruining our Christmas ornaments. And as he walks out of the room, he looks up the steps and goes, "God damn it, Jackie, you'll fuck me again!" He slams the door and then sees me, and he's like, "So, Mike, you got any shows this week?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you psycho, what was that about?" "No, just normal stuff." "No, no, it wasn't, Dad. Going crazy over a bunch of boxes in a basement? That's not normal stuff. That's actually the plot to The Shining." I got so bad when we were kids, we had to go to a family therapist because I guess we were the problem. I don't know why we were there. That'd be like if you had a flat tire and the guy's like, "Why don't you bring the whole car in? It's probably one of the windows' faults." So we went to the family therapist, and this is what he tells us to do, and I swear to you this is true. He said, "Whenever my dad would flip out like that, everyone else in the family should go in the other room and get these matching yellow hats. And we'll put them on, not say anything, and just stare at my dad until he calmed down." That's what a doctor told us to do. How crazy is that? Every time I think about that, I think it was just some Stanford prison level experiment. Where a psychologist is in his office one day, he's like thinking really hard, he's looking out the window, smoking a pipe, like, "I wonder if I can get a guy to kill his whole family." Let me try this yellow hats thing out on the Cronins. My dad has moved to Florida, he's become a very political person. He is a hardcore Republican who also believes in holistic medicine, and I don't know what to do with that information. I don't. He tries to make political fights with me. He's like, "Well, Mike, they're trying to bring Sharia law over here," while he was wearing a magnetic bracelet that's supposed to help his back. I was like, "Dad, I have no idea what the fuck's going on." And I'm not a political person, so I would just deflect by pointing out the ridiculous stuff that he wears, because he also just dresses stupidly. So he'd be like, "Well, Mike, it's a welfare nation." I'm like, "Okay, we have Crocs on, and we're going out to dinner. Are these your dress Crocs? Why are you wearing these?" He goes, "Well, these gays are going to bring the next Sodom and Gomorrah." I'm like, "Okay, it's a weird point, Dad. I like to point out that you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt and an Indiana Jones hat. I don't know what this look is you're going for, Dad. Maybe these gays should teach you how to dress, because you look ridiculous right now." My dad dresses like he was walking by a Goodwill as it was exploding, and these random clothes just landed on him. He's like, "Oh, yeah. Throw some Crocs on, we can go to Cracker Barrel." I was at a football game with my parents. My oldest brother is a college football coach, so we were waiting for him outside the locker room after the game. And this crowd of thousands of people, my mom is standing right next to me, and out of the blue, she just goes, "Oh, yeah." So I was like, "Hey, Mom, what the fuck are you doing? What is that?" She goes, "Oh, I have a Fitbit. I'm in a steps competition with your brother, and I'm not going to lose to my son." "All right, Mom, well, you're going to lose a son if you keep doing that. Because I'm not going to stand next to you while you swing your arms like you're a Nazi trapped in an Indiana Jones movie, Mom." I've been telling that joke for a while, and people have shared the same story with me. They caught their mom doing the same thing. This lady told me she was out with all of her sisters. They couldn't find their mom for like 10 minutes, and they finally found her behind a bush, and she's just... And I don't know what happened to our moms. They raised us to know right from wrong. Then they get these Fitbits, and they're filthy cheaters, like, immediately. Also, I have a tip for you moms with Fitbits, and I shouldn't even say this, but it's just on one wrist. You know, you don't have to do this. Just this. That's all you got to do. Just up and down, just like that. Yeah, see this motion right here? That's why you can't beat your sons. How can you beat us when we're beating ourselves? You can't. You just can't do it. I have a girlfriend. She's very beautiful. I've always wanted to be in a threesome with two women, and we started talking about that the other day, and that's something that she is really into. So now I have to pretend like I'm not as into it as I really am, because I don't want her to find out how little other women want to fuck me. That seems like a bad piece of information for her to have. She's out of my league. I tricked her into dating me. I don't need her rethinking that decision. We're going to have to start shopping around for this other partner, and I'm going to have to pretend like I'm not surprised that we're getting rejected over and over again. Like, yeah, I don't know. I was crushing puss before I met you, so maybe it's you. I'll just have to become a monster. Like, yeah, it's probably you. I don't know. She's great. She likes rough sex a lot. She likes rough sex to the point where if we broke up and she started dating someone else and I saw her walking down the street with that guy and she looked really happy, I was like, I don't like the way that guy treats women. You know? Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rough. I'm trying to do it for her. I'm a sweet boy. I don't like to hurt people, but I'm trying to do it for her, and I'm not good at it, to be honest, yet. Thank God, right? Thank God I'm not naturally good at choking and slapping women, so that's cool. I probably shouldn't have done that one tonight, but hey, we're having fun. It's a learning curve. When I travel, my girlfriend watched my dog for me. I brought her over there one time. I needed dog treats, so I stopped at the store. I got a big bag of treats, and since this is also the last time I see my girlfriend for a while, I bought a box of condoms. And you'd be surprised the looks you get when you check out with just dog treats and condoms. Didn't think that one through. The guy called me out right away. He's like, so what's going on here, buddy? I was like, oh, no. Should have gone to self-checkout. Let me grab one of these dividers here, put it between these two. These are actually for two different bitches, but that's not the point. This guy was judging me. He thought A plus B equals me having sex with dogs, and that doesn't make any sense to me, because I couldn't imagine someone who would have sex with a dog but still wanted to wear a condom. That's a weird level of self-control, is the point that I'm trying to make. Imagine some maniac sitting around like, man, I want to fuck this thing. You know what? Better rub her up. Don't want to catch anything. Kennel cough, hip dysplasia, that stuff's going around. Tell you what, not getting worms again. Now, fool me once, you hot-ass dog. Plus, if I knock you up, that's how werewolves are made. No, thank you. Not me, I'm a Christian. Guys, that is it for me. Thank you very much.
Mike Cronin, everyone. Keep going for him. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Man. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for coming. Thanks. Fantastic. Give it up for him again, guys. Yeah, fantastic. Before we go any further, guys, by the way, we have a shot special this evening. Lime Kamikaze's there only on special for only $3. $3. If anyone wants one, go ahead and hold your hand if we're going to have them. I'm going to get one. I'm going to get fucking drunk tonight because I'm a raging alcoholic. Does anyone want one? No? Anyone? No.
Now what's in a Kamikaze?
$3 for a Kamikaze. You want one? Yeah, see? She's in.
It's my 21st.
It's your 21st?
Yeah.
Oh, happy.
She's from here.
And she's from Florida? I'm sorry. Are you never going back? Are you on the run right now?
No, you go on the run to Florida. You don't
That's
leave
true.
Florida.
Well, maybe she's going to Alaska. That's the That's other place true. People go on the run That's to. True. I want to, I always said, like, I just want to put on like a yellow windbreaker and walk into any bar in Alaska. I'm like, I'm with the DEA. I'm looking for, and just watch everyone do a shoulder roll out the window, like disappear into the wilderness. No, do you want one? Does anyone else want one? Let's do some shots, guys. $3 for a goddamn shot. Who wants?
We
no?
got one right here.
Shots. We got a couple. Keep your hands up. They're going to come around and order them. And then save them, guys, because once we get them, we're all going to do them together, okay?
What's in a Kamikaze?
Thank you, okay. Crystal.
All right.
The lovely Crystal here taking your drink orders. Guys, hold your hands up if you want one. She'll bring one to you, okay, guys?
And yeah, save them so we'll all do them together. Huzzah, right? Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. So, Mike, thanks for coming on, buddy. I appreciate you being here. How's your weekend in Spokane been?
It's great. I love this place.
Yeah, you've been here before, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike's been here all weekend. And I was at the show Thursday night watching him. And as I'm watching him, I'm like, this guy's jokes look really familiar. I think I've heard them from him. I've seen him before. I've seen him do comedy before. he's doing his jokes that I've seen before. That makes sense.
I often get recognized by my own jokes.
That's the best way to get recognized. do people not recognize you much anymore now that you've lost all the weight?
No.
No?
No, I haven't lost that much weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I lost 65 pounds.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah,
man. That's a good. Come on.
You can be
humble, but that's great. That's great. Yeah. That's a huge, that's a big thing. That's right. was there an inspiration to lose the weight or just decided it was time? Or?
Yeah, I have a joke about my older brother being my fat older brother.
Yeah.
And I was really gaining on him. So I wanted to keep that up. No, I was pushing.
You don't have to change the joke.
Yeah, I was pushing 300 pounds, and my back hurt all the time. I have bad asthma.
Yeah.
And that all went away when I lost the weight.
Did you gain a bunch of weight when you started doing comedy? Was that part of it?
Gradually. Well, I started when I was 19, so I just gained weight being
a
drunk buffoon for...
For a long... How long have you been doing comedy for? You're 20. How old are you now?
12 and a half years.
12 and a half years. So you're 32.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, hey,
12 right. and a half years. That's a long, it's a good haul. It does, it wears on you doing comedy, though, because you don't realize, you're like, I've slept 5 hours a night for the last 6 years, let's see, and I drink every night. It gets on you pretty quick.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and, guy, like, you're on the move on the road a lot, mm-hmm. Not like a fugitive way, but just you're just traveling doing work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that life road, man, it just wears you down, right?
It's tough, yeah. I always like traveling, though, so it doesn't bother me as much as other people. But I've seen some really funny comics who quit because they just can't handle that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love traveling. And the best part, if you want to get into comedy, the number one thing you need to know before even being funny is how to waste a day. That is the most important. You end up in so many hotel rooms for just 7 hours till the show. You're just like, just order a pizza and take a nap.
I was in Bozeman, Montana a few weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
My career is on a rocket ship to nowhere. I'm writing, it's all in my book, How to Get Rich Slowly. So I'm in Bozeman, Montana, and I go to the mall in Bozeman, which is even sadder. Mm-hmm. And I just realized that doing comedy on the road is just a never-ending game of looking for the saddest mall in America.
Yeah,
That's just like,
you're usually performing in the saddest mall. In
yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you've been doing comedy for a long time, 12 years, you said.
Yeah.
What? How'd you get into comedy? Everyone's got a weird kind of a catalyst. What was yours?
In high school. One of my teachers, he was my favorite teacher, he caught me humping a desk to make my friend laugh.
Okay. Except his friend wasn't in the room.
Typical.
And he's like,
And so he goes, see me after class. And I was like, shit, I'm in trouble. And then he was like, I want you to start writing jokes. I think you're very funny. And here's a list of movies I want you to watch.
Oh, wow. Summer. What were some of the movies on that list?
Wet Hot American Summer was the big one.
Okay.
And then Life of Brian, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, he nailed it. Like, I love those movies.
What is what's one of your comedic movies that was like inspirational for you personally? Besides those, obviously.
I was always a huge fan of Farley. So, Tommy Boy.
Okay.
I loved Basketball too. Was a movie that the first time I watched that, it gave me an asthma attack because I was laughing so hard at everything.
Oddly enough, a movie I've never seen.
Oh.
I know. So that falls in a weird era of my life where like I was just off the rail, like off the grid, and I have no, like, wasn't bringing anything into my spectrum at that time.
It's a perfect combination of the Zucker brothers who wrote Airplane, wrote it and directed it, and then the guys who did South Park star in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I thought Matt Trey and Matt, I thought they wrote that.
Mm-mm.
Wow. All right. Now I definitely want to see it because Airplane is one of my favorite movies as a comedy. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Now, all right. Well, let's just let's wrap up the show. We'll just go watch
let's
it.
Let's play it.
So now, how long did it take you before you were like, you know, you started doing comedy at 19? It was hard to. Now you started in Chicago, is that right?
Cincinnati.
Okay, yeah. Midwest guy, and that's a pretty good place to start though, because there's a lot of clubs and a lot of places looking for comedy. Around
yeah, it's there, a right? great place. There's a great club there, and then there's.
Is it Zanies? Loonies?
No, Go Bananas.
Okay. Yeah. It's always something. Yeah. The Midwest club names are the best. Like the
Dr. Grins is one. Goonies.
It's all the weird.
Yeah. All weird stuff.
So you was it difficult 19 to try to get into clubs? Was it a 21 and over thing there? Or was it really easy to get be able to do that?
No. Yeah. A lot of places I wasn't even allowed in until I was 21.
So, really?
Yeah.
Are there any jokes that you wrote when you first started that still exist in any form of your comedy?
No, I don't think so.
What's one of the earliest jokes you remember writing?
One on my first set, it was about how if Jesus came back today, I don't think people would be very impressed.
Okay.
Because he's a 30-year-old Jewish guy who lives with his mother.
Yeah. It's fair.
He doesn't have a job. He just hangs out with his buddies.
Yeah.
Performs magic tricks at parties.
Right. It's like hanging out with high school kids. He can make water into wine, though, so that's a party right there. I'd hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, that's a good one. Dust it off. I'd bring that one back. Just in time for the holiday season, I've got this great Jesus joke. So, I mean, you performed all over, though. What's some of your favorite places you've gotten to perform? Besides Spokane and this show, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, this show is
number one, top five at least.
Yeah. I got to perform 2 weeks in the Bahamas at the Atlantis Resort.
Nice.
I did a run of theaters with Tom Segura, so I did the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, theater in Detroit, where I was actually born. I got to do a theater there, which was awesome. And
I could tell you were pretty street.
Yeah.
I could tell, you got some hood on you. Yeah, I can see
it. Is it the hoodie?
Yeah, a little bit. It's the red beard. Yeah, gives it away. Detroit and red beard, you know how they are. So. It's pretty good. What's I mean, so after 12 years, is it just kind of, I mean, it's that do you still love it as much as you did when you started, or do you love it more?
I think I might love it more.
Hey, Sophie's here, and she brought us drinks. Does everyone have their shots?
Oh,
not yet. Hold on. She's coming. She's got we're doing shots now, I guess, Mike.
That's, What was your question? I'm sorry, I got distracted by alcohol.
I don't know, man. I'm going to black that after this. It doesn't matter. It's pretty irrelevant.
Bless you.
Woo, sneeze. Jeez. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does everyone have their shots now? All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
To the wall. Listen, I'm papered. I'm already here.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I haven't started yet.
Oh, cool.
I'm still waiting to give it a shot. What do you think? You think I can do it?
No, I don't.
I like, Mike keeps looking over my note card and it has nothing written on it. I just like, it's like a weird thing. It's like holding it. I've got nothing.
It said sneeze on it.
Yeah, it said sneeze, drink.
Yeah.
That's it. I guess we're done.
They are all empty.
There's a couple of the back
there
ones.
There are three words written one and the rest are empty.
This is nothing. None of this is real. It doesn't matter. We're all living in a simulation, right? Do you think we're living in a simulation, Mike?
I don't know. There's a big possibility.
Yeah? That's a pretty ambiguous answer.
I hope not, but no, Elon Musk said there's like one in a million chance that we're not living in a...
Yeah. And I eat enough mushrooms to feel like we do, so...
Yeah,
I feel like definitely. So where are you going after... tell us about your album. You released an album recently, right? Too Hot for Too Long?
Hot for Too
Long. Hot for Too Long.
Yeah.
The next one will be Too Hot for Too Long.
It will be.
Right? Yeah.
No, I was thinking the next one I was going to call low concept. Oh, wait, lowbrow high concept.
Okay, lowbrow high concept. When's that one dropping?
Probably early next year.
Okay. Now, when was the last album released?
2015.
Oh, so it's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How was it getting ready to do an actual album? I mean, how long did it take you to get to do an hour that you liked?
That was like 9 years into comedy, so I had just done those jokes so many times, and I'm a guy who I like to take a joke and sculpt it and change a little bit here and there until I cut out all the fat and just try to make the funniest amount in the short amount of time.
Sure.
So it takes me longer, but yeah, I was just ready to be, more than anything, I just wanted to put it out there and then just start over.
Did you start fresh, threw out all the jokes, threw them all out?
No, I kept a lot of them and then just weeded them out through the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Until now, I do maybe one joke from it, a show.
Do you know where you're recording the next album?
I like to do it in Madison. There's a club there called Comedy on State, which
okay.
I love.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
Are you still based out of Cincinnati, or where do you live
now? I'm in Chicago now.
You're in Chicago now. Yeah. Okay, that's right. How's Chicago for stand-up? Because you've done some other sketch stuff and improv. Have you done some
stuff? Yeah. I did a show. It's kind of similar to this. It's called Underbelly. It was stand-up comics doing everything except stand-up.
Sure.
So we did sketches, improv. We did raps.
Worked at McDonald's.
Beat poetry. Yeah, worked at McDonald's.
See, everything.
Everything.
Yes, they
yeah.
swept up
Interpret
afterwards.
Dance.
Yeah. Stack the chairs. Uh-huh. The whole thing.
Puppets.
That actually sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm gonna steal that idea. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, my friend and I did a sketch called Bernard Breathtaking, where he was a hypnotist and a ventriloquist, but he could only hypnotize his own puppet. It was pretty great.
That is lowbrow high concept. Yes, yeah, you're right. Very good. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mike, besides tomorrow night again, you can find myself, Mike, and Philip Kovzinski at the Observatory tomorrow evening. So definitely come see that. Mike's going to be headlining. So if you liked what you saw tonight, you can see him for an hour tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Be good, right?
Yeah.
Check that out. Where are you going after this?
I'm going to Tacoma. I'm doing the Tacoma Comedy Club next weekend.
Okay.
Then I go back home. I'm doing a show in Wakanda, Illinois.
Okay.
Hopefully I get to meet the Black Panther.
Yeah, I think he's hanging out there. Yeah, he's.
And then I have a couple more dates at the end of the year.
Very good. All right. Tell everyone where people can find you and follow you on social media and how they can.
You can find me on everything. It's at Bonesnake3.
Now, there's a story to that, is there not?
There is a story to it, yeah. My dad. He asked me one day, he's like, have you ever heard of instant messaging? And this was 5 years ago. And I was like, yeah, I have, Dad. And he's like, it's like an email, but it's live, like a text. I'm like, yeah, Dad, I know what it is. So I forget about it. And then a couple days went by, and I get a message. And the message, it says, Bonesnake 2 has sent you a message. Do you accept? And I'm like, yeah.
Hey, who doesn't accept that?
Yeah, why would you not accept that?
I wonder what Bonesnake has
to
say.
And the message was...
It self-destructs after you read it, too, from Bonesnake.
And the message I got was, hey, it's your dad. I was like, what? Bonesnake? That's the creepiest goddamn thing I've ever heard, Dad. And is Bonesnake 1 already taken? Is Grandpa Bonesnake 1? Do I have to be Bonesnake 3? I do.
Yeah,
so I'm Bonesnake 3 now.
Is that you should if you you don't have kids, do you?
No, I don't.
If you ever have any, you should just name your first born Bonesnake 4.
Yeah, I think my wife would have a big problem with that.
Listen, if you get to the birth certificate before she does,
that's
there's
true.
Nothing
yeah.
she can do about
she'll
it.
She'll be all yoked out on
this.
Yeah,
right. She'll be on pain, go to the epidural. You'll be like, don't worry, I got the name thing down,
it.
Honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got a little bone snake here for you. So that's how I got into this mess in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But yeah, Bonesnake 3 on everything. And you can check my album out. It's on Spotify and Pandora. You can just stream it for free if you want. Or buy it on iTunes if you're a hero.
Yeah. Buy it. You guys should buy it. Okay, guys. All right, guys. We're going to get our next up here, guest up here. But thank you very much. Give it to Mike Cronin. Be sure to go out and visit him. Again, see us tomorrow night at the Observatory. All right, guys, our next guests come into the stage. Great musicians. We'll give it up for Haley Young and Bossamy, everyone. Please give it up for them. Here they come. Oh, they're coming on this side of the stage. Surprise! All right, how's it going, guys?
I'm gonna try to not back it up too hard on the edge of the stage.
Yeah, don't fall off. Whoa. Yeah, watch out, guys.
Little rickety right here.
Yeah, it's an IKEA table.
We're high quality.
Hey, with all those tariffs, we can't afford anything from China anymore. She's like, oh my God. Yeah, she's like, yeah, goddamn tariffs. I'm 21. What are you? She's like, I don't know what that is. All right, guys. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate you guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, you. I don't know if do you guys know. Have you guys heard of Haley Young, Bossamy? This table has one table. Okay.
Is her mic on? I don't even think her mic is on.
Is
there a switch on?
Yeah, it might be. Might have gotten turned off. We want to hear that sultry voice.
That's why I'm her producer.
Yeah.
There you go.
There are more of them. This is two of them. But they're gonna sing a
song
here.
We're half of the boss.
Half of the boss. Yeah. Where's the
we're
other,
the, most
the boss.
Part.
Where's the
we're the top half. Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
We're the ones that care about the social stuff in Spokane. And
okay,
all those
cool.
Things.
Yeah. Now, I saw these folks long ago when they were performing every Wednesday at Zola's.
Yeah.
Right? Standing dates there. And then you took a little breather, right, Haley? You were gone for a little bit, gallivanting around the world.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I did take a break from live music in Spokane.
Yeah.
Jay had a baby. Well, his wife had a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife did.
But he has a new baby, and I just wanted to see the world. I wanted to broaden my spectrum for writing and things, so
yeah.
I bounced around for a while, and we didn't really fall off the scene. We just stopped, we started working smarter, not harder. We started doing lots of online stuff, lots of online sales and music writing and stuff, so just not as much a live show, but we're back. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where have you guys been performing at? Where can people see you coming
up? If you guys feel like getting fancy.
Which they do. Look at this crowd.
Yes, everyone in Spokane is ultra posh, of course. So if you want to rub shoulders with the super fancy, Epicurean Delight this Friday, actually, the 9th. So if you feel like getting fancy and coming out, we're the residency band for the last 4 years. So
oh, wow.
Super fun. And then the 11th. I wrote it down just to make sure I got the dates
right. Pray for snow.
Pray for snow. So REI. Special event. I think you get 30% off all REI stuff.
I can't support anything Pray for Snow. No snow.
So anyways, so Pray for Snow. We didn't get any last year, but we are the band that rocks their stage. So Iron Goat, that's the 11th from 3 to 5. Come have a beer on us.
All right. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Now, how long have you guys been together for as a band?
We've been working together for about 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years maybe.
Yeah, as soon as I rolled
into town.
The boss,
maybe 4 years. But yeah, five years. Yeah.
The two of us and the other two members, I guess, about a couple of years, two, 3 years.
Yeah.
How did you guys find each other?
I found everybody. I feel like. I'm going to say that. I'm going to take credit because I was like, if I sing. Okay, well, I background sang a little bit. I did a few things here and there. And I was like, you know what? I'm just like. If I do that again, I'm going to pick the best players I can find. I'm going to find the most talented people, and I'm going to make them my group. And then I went out, and I saw these people. And you were kind of the special cherry on top because you were from out of town. So he flew in, and I guess you kind of found me, but I found the players.
Right.
And then we just became buds and started writing tunes, and then it just took off. So.
Now, you guys have a very unique sound.
Yes.
It's a very bluesy, soulful kind of... How would you describe it? Because I was listening to some of it today. I mean, I've heard it before, but I was listening to some of it today coming up to the show.
Well, everyone asks what we are. I like to think we're like a genre on our own. Happy 21st birthday, by the way. Let's give her a hand.
Is she wrecking the joint? What
I heard a noise. I wasn't even sure if it was you, but I'm like, I hope it was. It's your birthday. get buzzed.
I'm 21.
Rah. I'll buy her a shot too. Is there still a kamikaze in the room? Give her another one. it's like, and I call it like soul fusion. So we're soul based. We R&B. I don't know. Sometimes there's some island mix.
Yeah, island mix.
Like to fuse everything. Honestly, yeah. We like to make music that no one's heard of before. So
sure,
that's cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'm listening to a band in like the 40s in like a cigar lounge when I hear you guys. You know,
that's my trick. Before I sing, I just puff a couple cigars.
Is that
and
it?
This is the sound.
Smoky and smelly.
Smoky. Yeah.
Now, you guys write all your own songs, right? Do all your own music? Is that?
We are doing a lot. So, yeah. So we do a mix of covers and our own stuff with every show. But we're super excited. So we have a new album coming out. Yay!
Yeah.
If you guys like
exciting
Spokane, and you guys like what's happening here, and like to see our little tiny town bursting with cool acts and fun things that come in, yeah. Find us. I'm like, I'll holler at you guys with what ways you can find us later, but we're super excited. So yes, thanks for all the love.
All right, yeah. What's the name of the album?
The band is Bossamy. The new, I don't even know, self-titled new album. We don't even
self-titled?
Know it's coming. It's dropping in like a week or two. So
do you have cover? Yeah, is there? Did you figure out do you have a cover art or anything yet done? Or?
I think that.
Did you record any songs for it yet?
The whole band is going to be fighting over
that.
Yes,
we're
going to call
ready.
The album and the artwork. Yeah, everybody has different ideas.
All the music's done. All the songs are done. It's already actually been being placed, and
we're selling
little things. But just a week ago, someone said, "Should we do new cover art?" And I was like.
Yeah. Can we vote on what we name it right now?
Yeah. It doesn't mean that we'll use
Candy
it, but I would love to vote on what you'd like to call it.
And this is going to be like sealed in cement, guys, when we pick right now.
Yes.
What are some of the names being floated? Are there any suggestions? Haley, if you had a choice, what would you name it?
I like the name Stages or Made, just because there's such a progression that happens in it.
Yeah.
Plus, I like band names that are like one solid name that encapsulate the feel. So, but I'm down for anything. What do you guys got?
I'm down for anything.
But you
like
won't get
too.
Royalty credits off picking.
Stages. And Jay, what you said, what are your thoughts?
You came up with
Bone Snake.
Bone Snake.
Bone Snake 4.
Bone
Snake
50.
That's probably not taken by anything either, I think.
Bone Snake 69.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just don't market your album on Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
Is that thing already
started
taken there? Yeah, it's taken there.
I love it.
So Epicurean and Pray for Snow, are you guys doing anything else regularly? You're not Zola's regularly anymore.
So we have stopped residency. So we stopped playing weekly. We used to have a couple gigs that we did every week. But we just like the... Well, honestly, we like being freed up for stuff like this. When you play night in, night out, it's super fun to get people to come into your shows. But this is the sparkly stuff that you miss out on in your city when you work every night. So it's cool to pick and choose. And thanks for having us.
Of course. Thanks for being here, guys.
All right. Deez, let's give it a hand for Deez. He's the only one that nobody's like hooting and hollering for right now.
Usually people stand when they clap for me, but you can stay seated. It's fine. This time. So, guys, tell everyone where they can find you on social media and everything.
Well, so obviously all the normal outlets. We're on Facebook. You can find me, Haley Young. We're the Bossamy, Bossame. You can search us that way. We are on SoundHound, iCloud, or iTunes, Spotify, all the normal suspects, Haley Young and the Bossamy. If you're cheap, find us on YouTube. We'll still take your like more than your money. We'll take your money more over your like, but we like them both. So, but yeah, pick up the album. It's super cool. It's going to drop soon. And we have one that's already out that has 5 tunes on it. So if you're curious at all, check us out. Haley and the Bossamy.
Perfect. All right. You guys want to hear a song? Yeah. All right. Get you set up here, Haley.
And we're ready. Oh, you want me to stand up?
They're here.
What do you prefer?
It's up to you.
What do you prefer, Jay?
Oh, No, I think we
need
that icon.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll stand.
Get up and get that.
He means with it. I was like, with the crowd, I'm into it.
Back on me.
Okay, go on there.
Okay, we'll do it from here. feel free to clap if you guys have rhythm. Otherwise, cut that out.
Do we have anyone darker than Tom Petty in here? Feel free to clap with your rhythm.
Right?
Yep.
Thank you.
things you left me with. You got me hoping, I'm sighing, finally realizing that this is a hover way. You only hurt your cheek and knocked me off my feet. Leave a trail of broken hearts behind you. So I'm gonna just move my feet some so sweet as fast as I can. So remind you, you got me almost.
Both of them, guys. That was fantastic. Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
That's the music I like. I dig that. Hey. It's very. Your voice, I said this to you before when you've been on my show, but your voice is amazing. That's just that very sultry, sexy. It's amazing. How do you...
Your voice is amazing.
No, that's not true.
Let's touch.
Thank you.
I like it.
Affirmations. That. And that's how you be friends with people. No, you guys are great. I hope to get to come see you guys perform again. Thank you very much for doing this, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Make sure and follow them on Facebook, please. Instagram.
Yeah, Facebook, it's at Bossamy Band.
Yes.
There you go, guys. Find them and look for the new album. Check it out, buy it, support local, and go see a great band, okay? All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
I appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you, Dean.
Keep going for them, guys. Keep going. All right, guys. We have come nearly the end of the show. Before we go, we have our last segment, and that is our In Memoriam. This month's In Memoriam is Apu. Yeah, you know where this is going. Sadly, this beloved character Apu from The Simpsons is being axed from the long-running show due to controversy which has started over basically a white man voicing him for over 30 years. The character, 30 years this guy's been voicing him with no problems until very recently. There was controversy that he was a stereotype, which he is. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, though. You see, I grew up in a time when people were self-aware enough to make fun of themselves and understand what a joke is. Stereotypes exist for a reason. Have you ever heard the one about how black people can fly? I don't mean jump really high. I mean actually fly. No, you've never heard that one because there's no merit in it. But listen, I am Mexican. Have you ever heard the one about how Mexicans have a lot of children? Well, me and my 100 cousins have. And yes, that is a real number. I have over 100 cousins. And I can guarantee you somewhere right now, I've got a cousin rocking Dickies in a purple lowrider El Camino listening to Fat Joe. And he probably doesn't have car insurance or a driver's license. Some stereotypes exist for a reason, guys. But basically, I want to say this. White people, we appreciate the thought, but we don't need you to save us brown people from everything. Thank you. Some of us can take care of it ourselves, and we appreciate the thought, but, you know, this isn't a bad, the poo was not a bad thing. He was a business owner, right? Like, he, personally speaking, I think having an immigrant character that made it to America and independently owns those business is inspiring more than harmful, especially, most importantly, because it's a fucking cartoon. I'll end with this, though, guys. Since it is Halloween, I will say this. Just remember that next Halloween, as a Mexican, I've been trying to dress white for over 30 years, so I don't care if you dress Mexican for one night. Thank you very much, guys, for coming out. We appreciate it. I'd like to give a special thanks to Tony Russell, Folger Emerson, Will Gilman, everyone here at Spokane Comedy Club. Again, check out us tomorrow night with Mike Cronin, headline at the Observatory. Go to deececomedy.com, weekly podcast of social every Wednesday. And we will be back December 14th at 10:30 here at the Spokane Comedy Club. Thank you very much. Have a good night, everyone.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!